Chapter 3. Wait for me. At 11:59 p.m., Jonah and I are standing in our basement in front of the magic mirror. Both of us are breathing hard, and our dog Prince is panting. We almost slept through the midnight deadline. I thought I'd set my alarm clock for 10 minutes ago, but either I forgot to, or it's broken. Luckily, Prince woke me up by jumping on my bed and licking my foot. Good dog. Prince is such a good dog that he was super quiet as we raced down the stairs, then through the door to the basement and down another flight of steps. Our parents stayed fast asleep. They may have caught us in the basement at a crazy hour once, but they still don't know about the magic mirror. Well, they knew about it for about 5 seconds once, but then Mary Rose hypnotized them and they forgot all about it. The mirror is about twice the size of me and attached to the wall with heavy bolts. It has a stone frame that's engraved with small fairies with wings and wands. In the smooth glass part, I can see our reflections. I'm wearing flannel PJ bottoms and a long-sleeved gray sleep shirt. Jonah is wearing his Superman pajamas. We are both barefoot. I thought Jonah's hair was a messed-up mess as I got him out of bed, but in the mirror, I can see that my curly brown hair is even crazier looking than his. "Should we knock?" Jonah asks. "Is it time?" "Yes," I say, but then I sneak a peek at my watch to make sure. Oops, I'm not wearing my watch. I knock once. "Mary Rose, are you there?" I call. "Yes," the mirror says. "Oh, good, a response, kind of." "Hi, Mary Rose," I say. "It's us, Jonah and Abby, and, Prince." Our dog barks. "We wanted to tell you something. Are you there?" Another hiss. "She's hissing," Jonah says, "but she's not talking. You know, she usually only talks to us when we get back from the fairy tale, not before." "Maybe we should knock once more," I say. I knock a second time. A purple glow spreads over the room. "Mary Rose, are you there? Can we talk? We have something important to tell you about your memories." She doesn't answer.
"Should we knock a third time?" Jonah asks.
"If we knock a third time, the mirror will start to pull us inside," I point out, getting worried.
"So?"
"So?" I hesitate. "Do we want to go into a fairy tale, even though we promised Mom and Dad we wouldn't?" Jonah scratches his head.
"If that's how to get Mary Rose to talk to us, then yes. I can't go on like this. I just had another memory about Mary Rose trying on a coat in front of a mirror. I'm so itchy."
He scratches again, his hair sticking up even more. "Well, technically, we promised Mom and Dad we wouldn't go into the basement at night. And we've already broken that promise."
"Many times," Jonah says.
"Okay," I say. "Let's do it. Let me just get my watch from upstairs first." We can't go into the fairy tales without a watch. Fairy tale time is different from real life time. Sometimes a day in a fairy tale is an hour at home. Sometimes it's half a day at home. A watch keeps track of the time in Smithville. I had to trade my last watch for cab fare a few fairy tales ago, but I saved up for a new one with my allowance. "Stay here. I'll be right back," I say, and Jonah nods. Prince wags his tail. I bolt up the stairs. As long as Jonah doesn't knock a third time, the mirror should keep swirling for a little bit longer. I figure I have 30 seconds. I dash into my room and race to my jewelry box. It's decorated with drawings of fairy tale characters, like Cinderella, Rapunzel, Snow White, except Snow White is wearing my old lime green pajamas. See, Jonah and I somehow always mess up the stories we enter. Luckily, by the time we get home, we manage to help the characters find new happy endings. Somehow, the characters on my jewelry box always change to show what happens after Jonah and I return home. I open the lid, but the watch isn't in the jewelry box. Crumbs! It's not on my desk, or on my dresser. Where is it? My room isn't that messy. Where are you, Watch? I stand in the center of the room, looking around everywhere. Oh, shoes! I see shoes! I'm not wearing any shoes, and I should be. I shove my feet into my flip-flops while I look around for the watch. Oh, I left it on my nightstand. That's when I hear my brother shout, Abby! I hold my breath, expecting our parents to come rushing out of their bedroom to see what's wrong. But no doors open, no footsteps. Phew. I'm coming, Jonah! I yell in my head since I don't want to scream it out loud and wake my parents. I grab my new watch off the nightstand. Buckling the orange and white strap onto my wrist, I spin around and run down one flight, turn, then race through the basement door and down the second, and Jonah and Prince are gone. And the mirror is swirling furiously like it does after three knocks. Ah! What happened? Why did they go without me? Jonah never goes without me. What if I land in a different fairy tale? What do I do then? Mary Rose! Are you there? I whisper yell at the swirling purple haze in the mirror. Silence. Mary Rose! I need you! I whisper yell again, but she doesn't appear in the mirror. Will I land in the same fairy tale that Jonah and Prince are in? No answer. The mirror is still swirling. It's pulling me toward it as if it's a vacuum cleaner and I'm a piece of carpet fluff. I have to find Jonah and Prince. I have to. Without further hesitation, I jump in.